This year marks the 100th anniversary of the 19th Amendment, which gave women the right to vote, and many events are planned for the coming weeks. One of the exhibitions to open is at the Brandywine Museum in Chads Ford. It's about the visual history of the suffrage movement. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports, often overlooked is the role fashion played in the movement.
Votes for Women, A Visual History at the Brandywine Museum has campaign buttons and banners and artwork from the 1910s when the suffrage movement was in its final push to pass the 19th Amendment. Most prominent, however, are the dresses.
The styling was a little bit military, and that's, of course, because of World War I. You see a little more tailoring, maybe a little more masculinity in the suiting, instead of lots of laces and frills and flounces.
This is the curator, Amanda Burden.
Women of the suffrage movement were accused of casting off their femininity, like their corsets and things like this.
More than a fashion statement, the clothes women wore became a political statement at a time when the suffrage movement was taking to the streets more and more. Women wanted to make themselves more visible, often in uniform, to drive home their argument for equality.
Sometimes dress is used just as that metaphor. It's a new generation, it's a new time, it's time to change the style and not wear what your grandmother wore and not accept the kind of treatment that your grandmother accepted.
The exhibition at the Brandywine also includes magazine illustrations, political cartoons, postcards, and posters of younger women in modern clothes, urging people to say yes to the dress. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.